Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
The Red Sox close out their opening road trip with a bang. They defeat the Los Angeles Angels 12-2, and they end this 10-game road swing with a 7-3 record. Joe Weil with you here in the WEEI Red Sox studios. And how about the Red Sox? They outscore opponents on this road trip 50-24. You wouldn't have expected this from this 2024 team. Admit it. The expectations coming into this season were not high, but this team performed extremely well on the road trip. And yes, they lose Trevor Story. We're going to get into that in our shortened Red Sox review show. We're going to take you close to 8 p.m. Zach Coe behind the glass. Again, Joe Weil with you here in the WEEI Red Sox studios. But this Red Sox team leads Major League Baseball through 10 games with a 1.49 ERA. They got another great start from Tanner Houck and just another great start from a starting pitcher. And here they are 10 games in, 7-3. They're going to have a good test coming up on Tuesday in their home opener against the Baltimore Orioles, the lone playoff team that they're playing in this opening slate that runs through the end of April. All that being said, the Red Sox take care of business on the road, and I think everybody would have been happy with a 6-4 road trip, maybe 5-5 with the expectations coming into this year. Well, how about 7-3? Pretty good stuff from the Red Sox. Let's hear from the manager, Alex Cora, after this 12-2 win over the Angels.
Six-inning shutout from Tanner. Like, how nice was that to see from him?
No, it was great. He threw strikes. He moved the ball around. He made pitches, and he's in a good spot right now. We needed him to go deeper than five, and he did that. And the offense, they hit poolside homers, and it was a good day overall. It was a great road trip. You know, like coming into this season, we recognize how challenging it is to come to the West Coast right away. The organization did everything possible to put these guys in a situation that they were going to be fresh and ready to go, and credit to them that they did an outstanding job.
How much was it having that kind of consistency of the pitching performances, six games of two runs or fewer? How much does that help kind of ease the way into the season?
I mean, that's something that we knew we needed to do better. There were two aspects of the game that we needed to improve. The most important ones, play defense and pitch. And we had our innings that we didn't play defense, but overall it was really good. Hammy is short today. He was really solid. Valdi turned a little play, the last play on the pop-up. The outfield, they did an outstanding job throughout the road trip. And pitching-wise, we're different. Everybody knows it. You know, I'm not just saying we got this secret sauce now, you know. But, you know, the group did an outstanding job in the offseason. They bought into it in spring training. And for the first road trip, it was amazing, you know. But now we just got to be ready for probably the best team in the division, you know. Everybody knows how good they are, and, you know, this year, you know, it's different with them, right? A lot of people pick them to go to the playoffs and even win the World Series. So we know the challenge. We know who they are and what they do. So we just got to be ready for Tuesday.
You said this morning, you know, as badly as everybody feels for Trevor, you gotta move on. You gotta go play the games. I mean, help, kind of set a little tone to
them. Yeah, I mean, the swing, but actually, I mean, the first play, that was a tough one. I asked him, and that was a missile by Sano. But then he makes a double play, then he makes a play to left, and everybody was able to breathe, you know? Like, he's a good defender. There's a reason he's here. He's left-handed. He's a good defender. The pop, yeah, he'll hit the ball out of the ballpark, but we need him to, you know, make some adjustments and keep getting better. But like you said, Pete, you know, like, the game will continue. It's not going to stop, you know. People are getting hurt all over the place, and teams need to keep going. That's the way people have to see it, you know. It's tough to say, you know, because, he has no feelings. Yeah, I do, you know. It sucks that he's banged up, but at the same time, if we stop playing, then we're going to be in a bad spot. And today, they didn't stop playing. They did an amazing job, good at bats all the way till the end. We played defense till the end. We pitched till the end. You know, Chase was good again, and we're ready for it to go home, and Tuesday should be fun.
O'Neill obviously has been hitting homers throughout this road trip, but how would you describe his impact in his first
game? It's just the quality of that bat, no panic. You know, he gets hit by the pitch, he gets to first, he takes off, Casa stays on a pitch, he goes first to third. There's a lot of things that he does well in the diamond, and I honestly believe this is the type of guy that people are going to fall in love in Fenway, because he plays with an attitude. He plays the game hard, and, you know, we just got to keep him healthy.
You mentioned the no panic. More walks than strikeouts at this stage of the season.
Yeah, very disciplined. He knows what he wants to do. Even the strikeouts, you know, it's like close pitches, you know, in the edge of the zone. He doesn't chase. If he does chase, you know, he resets and he gets back to what he wants to do. He can go the other way. And, you know, like I told you guys, you know, like, I don't know how the lineup is gonna be without Trevor, but, you know, probably we go hand-in-hand, you know, Rafi and him, you know, and see where he takes us.
All right, so that was Alex Cora chatting after the Red Sox 12-2 victory over the Los Angeles Angels, and you can hear it. He's falling in love with Tyler O'Neill, and so are the rest of us right now. He hits another home run today, so he's got 5 on the season. His average at .357, his on-base at .514, slugging at .893. He has been a remarkable addition for the Red Sox right here at the beginning of the season here in 2024, and to think it only cost the Red Sox Nick Robertson and Victor Santos to get that guy. And he's batting third, and they're going to need him this season with Trevor Story now on the shelf. They need him even more with Trevor Story on the shelf. We still don't know the length of time Trevor Story is going to be out with that left shoulder dislocation. We're hopefully going to get some more info tomorrow or next, or a little bit later next week. That being said, this team has surprised me, and I bet it surprised you on this opening road trip with the way that they've played, because we all questioned the starting pitching. Tanner Houck was great again. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. So back-to-back 6-inning performances for Tanner Houck in 2024. He actually has 3 straight 6-inning shutout performances going back to last year. And the Red Sox in the live ball era to have 3 consecutive starts of 6 or more innings, 0 runs, or 4 or fewer hits allowed, Chris Sale, Tim Wakefield, Pedro Martinez, now Tanner Houck. Fantastic again for the Red Sox. And this starting rotation has surprised all of us. But Andrew Bailey has a track record of turning around pitchers, getting the job done in that regard. He did it with the Giants, and now his coaching has helped get the Red Sox to this point where they, through 10 games, have a 1.49 ERA, best in Major League Baseball. We have a shortened show today here on Red Sox Review. We want to hear from you, though, before we head off the air. The number to call in, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. If you want to chime in, you can also text us at 37937. As well. Red Sox a winner today, 12-2 over the Los Angeles Angels, 7-3 to start the season of the Red Sox here in 2024. Back with more Red Sox Review right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
3-1 pitch, swinging a high drive right field. This one's belted. Moniak back to the warning track, jumps at the wall. This one's gone! David Hamilton with his first big league big fly. His first swing of 2024 gives the Red Sox a 1-0 lead.
How great is that for that young man? I mean, he overcomes some adversity defensively, calms himself with a couple really nice plays. And that was launched.
And that got the home run party started today in Anaheim. The Red Sox smacked 3 home runs in the third inning. David Hamilton, his first career home run. You just heard the call there from Tyler Murray and Will Fleming. And he got the start at shortstop today. He went 2-for-4. And after going 4-for-33 last year in the big leagues, David Hamilton off to a nice start now in 2024. And that big fly gave the Red Sox a 1-0 lead. They won 12-2 today against the Los Angeles Angels, a season high in hits. They had 12. Season high in runs, as you just heard, they had 12. And they're now 7-3 to begin the 2024 campaign. Alongside Zach Coe, who's behind the glass, I'm Joe Weil. Thanks for joining us for Red Sox Review. If you want to chime in, we have a little bit of time, about 7 minutes. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937 as the Red Sox will head into their home opener. With that 7-3 record, as I mentioned, but also outscoring opponents 50-24 through 10 games. We did not expect that. Even me, the optimist, I can be about the Red Sox, especially this team. I didn't expect that, especially from the pitching side as well, where they hold the opponents that they face to 24 runs over the first 10 games and post a 1.49 ERA. Now, the big question will be, one, can they continue this, especially without Trevor Story? And we don't know how long the timetable will be in which they won't have Trevor Story. It could be to the end of the season, which would be, of course, the worst-case scenario. But even Trevor Story, speaking yesterday, conceded that that is a possibility. But hopefully it's not, and there's a chance for him to come back. And then in the meantime, the Red Sox can continue to play good baseball like they did today, where it was really a complete game all the way around. They didn't commit any errors. Maybe there should have been one error. The ball hit to David Hamilton that he couldn't quite come up with it. Shortstop, actually, in the previous inning before he hit the home run in the third inning. But outside of that, this was a clean game and a nice bounce back after the Red Sox lost 2-1 the day before. And I think what's really encouraging, you know, just along with the record that they have, their three losses are all games they could have won. They lost 1-0 against Seattle, and George Kirby was great in that game, but it was still a 1-0 loss. Then they lost 4-3 in 10 innings the next game. You didn't have Kenley Jansen for that one, but you still had a 3-1 lead going into the 10th inning. And then this 2-1 loss that they had on Saturday. So three games that they lost, all completely winnable. And then they had, you know, a solid amount of lopsided wins, 5-1 over Seattle, 9-0 over Oakland. And then today, 12-2, they win over the Los Angeles Angels. So what you got from this opening road trip is a team that looks a lot different than last year, committing less errors. They did have, they did kind of defensively slip up a bit in this series. But at the same time, and at the end of the Oakland series as well, but before that, they played some really solid defense. They're going to have to figure it out with Trevor Story not at shortstop. I thought Lou Maloney on one of his walking videos today hit on something that's important about why Trevor Story is so important to this team, is that he brings a calmness to the infield just being on the left side in the plays that he makes, the routine plays that he makes, but of course the extraordinary plays that he makes as well. And without that, it's going to be much more difficult for the infield to keep up the high-level defense that they had been playing before he got hurt. So they're going to have to figure that out.
So I have a question about that. I was kind of thinking about the ways that they could optimize their defense. Do you think that moving, say, Don Rafaela from center to short is something that they would consider?
So here's the I think that's the biggest question right now. And we actually had a texter come in, chime in, say, how will the Red Sox shape up when Vaughn Grissom returns? I haven't seen this out there a lot, but you know, I think there might have been a thought out there that maybe Vaughn Grissom takes over that shortstop spot. But Zach, I don't think that's going to happen because he wasn't very good defensively at shortstop, and that's why they thought there could be a fit at second. So what do you think? Say Don Rafaela the shortstop?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And then I mean, Duran isn't great in center field, but he's serviceable in center field. And we saw what happened when we had below average defense at shortstop last year with Kike and then everyone else leading up to Trevor Story's return. So I just think maybe solidifying shortstop is a little bit more important than having plus defense out in center field.
Oh boy, did we see below average play at shortstop a season ago, especially with Kike Hernandez. If that part of the equation, because Kike hasn't been on the team now for a little while, that feels like a long time ago, but that's the concern now without Trevor Story to solidify that spot in the infield. I think they'll go with Rafaela at shortstop. He seems to be a good bet for them, even though he's fantastic in center field, and that's what you'd have to give up, some all-world defense in center, replaced by Duran, who I think at this point you could say is average in center field, does some things better than others out there in center field. But Rafaela was a game changer, and so is Story as the shortstop of this team defensively. Now you have to figure that part out, and they're going to have to if they want to keep up the pace that they're on right now. But Zach, I mean, like, this Trevor Story thing is so big, right? Because of how much money he's getting paid, because of what he was supposed to help this team do offensively and defensively. But I'm flabbergasted that they're 7-3 right now at this point, and they pitched as well as they did.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that shocked me. I mean, I know we kind of touched on it last week, but coming into the year, everyone thought they're going to hit, because that's what they've done the last 2 years, and the pitching has let them down. But the pitching has really shined here.
It really has. 1.49 ERA. Tanner Houck, another strong outing, 6 shutout innings, as he picks up the victory in this 12-2 win for the Red Sox to improve to 7-3. And then they head into the home opener on Tuesday. So we have a day off, but thankfully we have some more regular start times to baseball games. No more staying up late. We get to enjoy some baseball East Coast time. And this first one coming up, the home opener, it's actually a 2:10 start time with Brian Bayo on the mound opposite of Corbin Burns. There's going to be so much to be excited about for that game, Zach, because you have the home opener. You have the 2004 team coming back. Joe Castiglione back on the mic. Hall of Fame Joe getting his first chance behind the mic here in 2024 with Will Fleming, who did great work on this road trip along with Lou Maloney and Tyler Murray. Fantastic broadcast work. So great to hear those guys back. It's so great to have baseball back here with the Red Sox. But it'll be fun on Tuesday, and at least they go into that series on a high note, 7-3 on this road trip as they pick up the win today by a score of 12-2 over the Los Angeles Angels. We told you it's a condensed show, Red Sox review here today. Want to thank Zach Cobb behind the glass. Awesome work. I'm Joe Weil saying so long again. The Red Sox win 12-2 against the Angels, 7-3 overall. Thanks for joining us on Red Sox Review.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.